The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, time to get started with the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studio Station, as a matter of fact, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital of the world at the South Point Studios YouTube streaming network. And we welcome you to the show. Of course, we welcome all of you who are coming in and watching us on YouTube. As a matter of fact, I wanted to mention something about that too. We're going to do an experiment on the show coming up on Wednesday, and I'll explain that in just a moment. But I also want to welcome all of the listeners we have here locally with our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And of course, they listen to us while they're running around town early in the morning on beautiful Friday morning here in Las Vegas before it gets too hot. And of course, on our websites, we have a streaming at racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, with your apps, your KSHP app, of course, will get you listening to us through the radio station signal. And of course, your YouTube app will allow you to watch and hear us on the YouTube app. And you can put that on your Android or iPhone, and you'll be all set that way. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Friday. We are going to start an experiment on the Race Day Show. We have a lot of listeners out there who, during the course of the show, on YouTube, go to the chat section, the bar on the right-hand side of the page. They go to the chat section, and they'll comment on either what we're doing or certainly sometimes want to ask a question of our handicappers or what we're talking about. So what we're doing now here on the YouTube app, on the YouTube streaming site, you go to YouTube, you hit in South Point Studios, you get to our page, South Point Studios network streaming page, and then you'll subscribe. If you're not a subscriber already, you can subscribe anytime. And only the subscribers will be allowed to be on the chat so we can converse with them. So here's the deal. Go there, subscribe. It is free of charge. The subscription is free of charge. So then you hit subscribe. And then as the show goes on, we'll be watching the chats on the side of the show. For those of you, we can interact with you now, the listeners. And our producer, Sean, will give us a thought or two and a message or two from our chatters, and who will be happy to answer any of the questions to our handicappers during the course of the show if we have time. So I want to remind you about that. That's going to start on Wednesday, so see if you can prepare yourself now to get all set up on the YouTube streaming channel, the South Point Studio streaming channel on YouTube. You must subscribe, and then you can start chatting away on the right-hand side, and you can give us your good, bad, or ugly. And I know that if we had that chat going today, we'd probably have a few. Yes, Jonathan is laughing. I could see him in the preview there. If you had a few chats there today, I'm sure that you guys would be telling me about how our handicappers hit a goose egg yesterday. As a matter of fact, John Linda was the most productive out of all of our handicappers because his selection was scratched. So we're going to try to pick it up today. Our handicappers are trying to pick it up today. And, of course, we'll try to get you right on the right track and winners for the weekend, that's for sure. All right. Hey, listen. Kentucky Downs. Now, you know Kentucky Downs has that unique boutique meet that's all turf racing. It looks like European courses with all the undulations and the turns and the sweeping, etc. Well, Kentucky Downs runs a meet, and these are the dates this year. August 29th and August 30th, then they'll run on September 1st, 5th, 7th, 8th, and 11th. That's the complete meet, those days. But, man, are they doing business there? They have quite a few million-dollar-plus stakes races over the course of that short meet, and they're raising the purses on those stakes races for this year. I mean, you have maiden horses running in maiden races there with the purse of $100,000 to $120,000. So, anyhow, Kentucky Downs is upping the purses even more for their meet, and it's going to be one fantastic meet. It is most representative in the United States of the European-type meets, like the Ascot meet. By the way, Ascot, of course, will be running on Saturday, the Queen Elizabeth, the King George the VI, and Queen Elizabeth stakes, which will feature August Rodin and Rebel's Romance clashing in that one. They drew that field, and there are nine in that race. And that race, that prestigious Grade 1 race that is the Breeders' Cup winning your in race, will go Saturday morning early here on the West Coast, the King George the VI, Queen Elizabeth stakes. But in any case, the Kentucky Downs meet is a lot of representative of those type of European, not only the short meets, but also of the European kind of race courses. It's all turf, and of course, it's going to be big bucks there, that's for sure. A lot of the big trainers will be sending their horses, especially good turf horses, there for the meet at Kentucky Downs. That comes up at the end of next month. We got a lot of great racing coming up, a lot of great stakes races coming up next month. And as you know, we're whittling down to the end of this month right now. This will be the final Friday of July. All right, taking a look at the weather outside. It's 94 degrees out here right now in Las Vegas at about 16 minutes after 7 a.m. 94 degrees. Today will be the hottest day topping out for the foreseeable next 7 days. We're going to top out at 112 today. So we are in an excessive heat warning again today here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to keep telling you. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink a lot of water. Pets and kids stay inside during the peak heat time of the day. And, of course, check on the elderly and anybody else who has problems with heat. Just check on them. Make sure they're okay. Anyhow, that's going to be the weather here. But like I said, today will be the highest top out for the next foreseeable future, that's for sure. Also want to remind you, as we do each day this week during the shows, tomorrow, Saturday, will be Jockeys Across America Tribute Day. It is a tribute to the Permanent Disabled Jockeys Fund. They're going to have special events at all the racetracks around the country tomorrow, like signing jockeys, signing events, etc., and special things going on to create the awareness and to create funding for the Permanent Disabled Jockey Fund. So make sure if you're going to go out to the races, make it tomorrow and enjoy that, not only all of the festivities and extracurricular activities on behalf of the Permanent Disabled Jockeys Fund, and make sure you give them a little bit of a donation as well. That'll be tomorrow at the tracks. As we went over the last couple of days with the two big races tomorrow at Saratoga, and certainly the two big races coming up at Del Mar tomorrow, they also drew the Eddie Reed Field, which came up big at Del Mar on Sunday. We'll get to that in just a moment or two. And be advised now that as you notice that trainer Mike Pipey will not have any horses running for a while. He is under a provisional suspension for HISA. to all of the horses in his barn now will, on the program and in the racing form, have the trainer's name as Francisco Garcia. He's Pipey's assistant trainer. So remember that. He's going to have, I believe he starts a horse in an early race today at Del Mar. So when you see Francisco Garcia, it's really Mike Pipey's horses there while he serves his suspension. All right. Well, we got a lot to cover on the show, but before we do, let's take a look what happened yesterday. Okay. Well, at Saratoga, yesterday, Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado came aboard with a winner in the first race, a 5.5 furlong race on the Mellon Turf Course for two-year-olds. This two-year-old Second Chance was a nice solid winner in that race, 11:40 for Mott and Alvarado. In the third race, one of the big long shots, two big long shots on the day came in yesterday, and the third race paid $48.60. That was the big $48.60, the biggest priced winner of the day at Saratoga. That was a race where Jonathan Ardoon was searching out for a price horse, but just picked the wrong price horse. $48.60 for the winner there in the third race. Tyler Gaffleone, Todd Pletcher, and Tyler Gaffleone got together to win the fifth race with the prohibitive favorite, the filthy favorite, $2.90 for the winner, Unlimited Potential. That horse was also claimed out of that race. It was a claiming race, and they lost it. Another two-year-old maiden race was won by In the Chase, a first-time starter, Manny Franco aboard for Carlos David, paying $9.20. In the Chase, I'll tell you what, that was a solid win by that two-year-old yesterday in the sixth race at Saratoga. And then, of course, Manny Franco got his second win of the day in the eighth race on Chad Brown's winner, Dolomite, paying $3.70 as the big favorite there. And in the Caress Stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, the winner there was Don't Look Back at All. Who didn't look back at all? Don't Look Back at All wins. Ired Ortiz Jr. replaced Joel Rosario, did not ride yesterday at Saratoga, so Rosario gives up the stakes winner yesterday. Ired gets it for Christophe Clement and paid $19.20 in a minor upset there. Danson McCabe was second, and Future is now finished third in that race. And Frankie Dettori got a winner yesterday at Saratoga, winning the last race and paying $17.20. The pick six paid $15,826 there. What a day yesterday at Del Mar. All right, we're only into not even a week's worth of racing yesterday at Del Mar, but even if you were a person that doesn't believe in track biases, you'd have to probably, you'd have to probably give in on this one. Because right now, it seems like the main track, and now even the turf course at Del Mar, is favoring speed something terrible. Two turf races yesterday, the third race at 5 furlongs on the turf, and the fifth race at 5 furlongs on the turf, went gate to wire. The winner in the third race, Apuleius Princess, for Steve Knapp, paid $15.80, and that fifth race winner, Baby Kristen, was bet down to even money, paying $4 even. And by the way, Kazuchi Kimura got his first win at Del Mar with that winner there in the fifth race. And it goes to show you how much of a speed-favoring racetrack the main track is right now. The feature race was the Cougar the Second Stakes at 1.5 miles on the main track. Midnight Mammoth went out on the lead and got it really into a rhythmic run going through the early paces. And when they turned for home, nobody was in the vicinity of catching this horse. Midnight Mammoth goes gate to wire in 1.5 miles race on the main track and wins the race by over 10 lengths. Midnight Mammoth ran away with the Cougar the Second Stakes for Armando Ariuso, who is getting his first graded stakes race ever. Congratulations to Ariuso there, getting his first graded stakes race of his career. Midnight Mammoth paid $20 even, beating out the two horses that were getting most of the parimutuel play, a Reincarnate, who finished second, and Salesman, who finished third. Wire to wire, and as a matter of fact, it looked like it was just follow the leader, because the first three finishers went that way almost all the way around the 1.5 miles racetrack yesterday. There, 1, 2, 3 finishers just never really changed any positions. Craig DeLossi, the winning trainer there. And the pick six yesterday at Del Mar, you ready for this? Okay, here's the prices. We begin with $15.80, $9.40, and then $4 even. $14.60, $20 even, and $24.60. The winning ticket, pick six, paid $177,525.50 yesterday at Del Mar. Crazy stuff happening there, and I got to tell you, there's going to be more because the good competitive cards continue at Saratoga and Del Mar, and that's what it's all about. And so we will take our first break on the Race Day Show, reminding you, Jonathan Hardoon is with us today, John Lindo as well as Jerry Jackwitz. Rich Eng is on a little bit of a vacation with a family function, but he left us his pick for today. And, of course, you'll got your racing menu yet to come. So don't go away. We're just getting started on this Friday Race Day Show. Right here from the South Point Studio. We're good.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday Race Day Show as we roll into the weekend. You know how the weather is going to be here over the weekend. And right now today, it's 89 in Miami, 86 in New York, Chicago 80 degrees, Phoenix 111. So they're going to be right with us as the hottest spot of the country today. And, of course, L.A., a nice 88 degrees. And, of course, as you know, Los Angeles is not exactly where Del Mar's at. It's closer to San Diego, but the weather is just nice all up and down the West Coast today. As far as any precipitation, et cetera, that's all in the Gulf Coast, the Texas shoreline of the Gulf Coast, up a little bit into Louisiana and Arkansas, et cetera. But for the most part, on the East Coast and the West Coast, clear racing conditions, that's for sure. So let's get started with the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. We remind you, first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that time zone, because that's where we're at here in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening anywhere else on the many different platforms that we welcome at the beginning of the show and you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. You don't want to miss a bet because you miscalculated the first post time. Okay, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has the first post time for eight races, 9:25, 9:25 at Laurel. Pick six jackpot carryover today, $2,572 at Laurel. Belterra Park is next. Belterra Park has eight races. Their first post time at Belterra is set at 9:35, 9:35 at Belterra Park today. And then next will come Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park, first post time today at Gulfstream. nine races. First post time 9:55, and as you know, Gulfstream had that mandatory payout over the weekend, so they're back at building up the pot in the Rainbow Pick Six jackpot. First post time 9:55 at Gulfstream. Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has a super high five jackpot carryover, $12,370. That in the super high five jackpot carryover at Woodbine today. They have eight races. Their first post time is 10:05 at Woodbine. Then we get to Saratoga, where they say it's a beautiful day out there at Saratoga today. The turf courses are firm, and the main track is fast, sunny, and about 68 degrees today at Saratoga, which means that the races 2, 5, and 8 will be contested on the Mellon turf course, and races 7 and 10 will be contested on the inner turf course today at Saratoga. All right, first post time for their 10 races set at 10:10. The feature race today comes early. It's the third race on the card. It is the Grade 2 Amsterdam Stakes. 6.5 furlongs for three-year-olds. A field of five. 8-5 favorite there is Jefferson Street with Junior Alvarado aboard in the five-pack. But it's a competitive five-horse field, the Amsterdam, the third on the card. Again, Saratoga's first post time is at 10:10 today. Monmouth Park is next. Monmouth Park has a carryover in their Pick Six jackpot of $49,159. Eight races today at Monmouth, and a first post time there of 11 a.m. 11 a.m. at Monmouth Park today. And then we'll get to Colonial Downs. Colonial Downs has a Pick Six, a regular Pick Six carryover of $4,419. They have nine races. First post time is at 1:30. Races. My goodness, they're all turf races today. Not a dirt race on the card at Colonial Downs. All nine races are on the turf today at Colonial. First post time is at 1:30. Penn National is next. Penn National has seven races, and their first post time at Penn National is set at 2:45. 2:45 at Penn Nat today. Following that is Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs has nine races. First post time, 3:30. Charlestown races has a Pick Six jackpot carryover of $8,683. Eight races, first post time 4 p.m. at Charlestown. And then we go to good old Del Mar. And Del Mar, first post time today is 4 o'clock. You got a late post time at 4 o'clock. So Jonathan Hardoon will be yawning there because in his time zone, Del Mar's last race will go around 11 o'clock tonight. First post time is at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time at Del Mar. They got eight races. The $150,000 Fleet Treat Stakes at seven furlongs for three-year-old fillies is the seventh and featured race of the eight races today. 10 go to the post. You can scratch the 10 Shamrockin'. That'll leave 10 to go to the post in this race. And Pushiness is the 9-5 favorite with Umberto Rispoli. Again, first post time is at 4 p.m. today Pacific for Del Mar, where they have a super high five carryover left over from last night's ninth race. The super high five carryover at Del Mar today, $17,198. Prairie Meadows is next. Prairie Meadows has a big pick five jackpot carryover. It stands today at $125,255 for a pick five jackpot carryover at Prairie Meadows. First post time is at 4 p.m. as well. First three races will be quarter horse races. The last seven will be thoroughbreds. That makes up the 10 races tonight at Prairie Meadows. First post time, 4 p.m. with that big pick five jackpot carryover. Sacramento, their super high five jackpot carryover, $39,011 at Sacramento Fair. And the first post time at Sacramento today is at 5 p.m. Just six races. The first race will be a quarter horse race, so there's only five thoroughbred races today at Sacramento. Northern California Racing Fairs continue at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Emerald Downs will wrap up our menu for today, and Emerald Downs has a first post time for seven races at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. first post at Emerald Downs this evening. That is your Friday racing menu, which is a little bit on the late side today. All right. Mr. Hardoon, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I saw on our chat now, our subscribers on the chat, one of them said, be kind to Hardoon today. So I'm going to be kind to
him. Well, after the last couple of days, I deserve the abuse. So go ahead, fire away, Ralph.
Yeah, no. I, you know, We all know the greatest jockeys, the greatest trainers, even the greatest horses go through a slump once in a while, and so do the great handicappers. And so we're gonna put that mark that down for you and the guys on the show. But we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up this week. That's for sure. Any thoughts about what happened yesterday, either at Del Mar or Saratoga?
Del Mar's just become a speedway. I mean, it's crazy. Like you said, you've seen speed biases in the past, but I think how many days have they run? Four of those 5 days was certainly, I think, major speed bias days. You got to keep records because you'll get an opportunity to make money when these horses run back, horses that you thought would have an opportunity to close or even run better on an even track. It's important to keep records. If you want to be a success in this game, you must keep records. And, those days may cost you money now, but in the long run, you'll be able to catch up and get ahead.
You know, Jonathan, that is a very good point because, all I can think of is looking at the form and trying now to apply the past performances on the form to the races today and see what horses might be prominent on the front end. Sometimes doesn't work as much because the jockeys are going to start adjusting, and now the next thing you'll know is there'll be speed duels. But in any case,
yeah, cavalry charges.
Yeah. So in any case, it may not help us out watching trying to handicap in the form today of the past performances leading up to today and applying the whatever bias is right now at Del Mar. But it's really essential to take notes of what's happened in the last couple of days when we see these horses in the racing form in the future on a track that we believe that's a little bit more fair, isn't it? That's the key, isn't it?
100%, Ralph. Even if, there are a lot of days when the inside is not good and it's event like in the winter at Aqueduct, many days it was all inside speed and horses got big figures out of those days, but they're what I would call fake numbers. They're fake races, they're bias-aided races, and I'm not the biggest biased handicap in the world, but it certainly plays into it, and you know, it's just another ingredient when you're making your selections.
Well, I know a lot of handicappers, a lot of people I know, some of them say there's no such thing as a bias, it just happens the way the race lays out, etc. And a lot of guys, after the first race, sees a bias. So there's something obviously in between, but even those that are a little skeptical of it, I mean, what we've been seeing at Del Mar sure looks like there's a bias for speed, not only on the dirt, and we're talking about from 5 furlongs to 1.5 miles, but also on the turf course where, it's pretty hard to pass if you're not 1, 2, 3 on the turf course right now. But it's really important, as you say, to keep records, and that's what you guys do as far as handicappers. You're not only handicapping information that we see as normal horse players, but you guys as professional handicappers go the extra mile and take note of the biases and what happens each day in a race that applies to the past performances for the next race. And as you say, if we're losing money right now because we may not have a speed horse that's out there instead, we'll certainly try to take advantage of this particular situation next time they run.
Correct.
Now, the Eddie Reed Stakes, we went through a lot of the different stakes races this weekend coming up, which are very solid stakes races. The Eddie Reed, which will go on Sunday at 1 mile and 1/8 on the turf, came up with a pretty salty field there. There are 9 in the race. You've got Masterpiece that's in the race. Dick Dutrow is bringing out Masterpiece, and Dylan Davis is coming out with him to ride this horse, Masterpiece, a Chilean bred, in the Eddie Reed at Del Mar on Sunday. You got Gold Phoenix coming back, the Irish bred for Phil D'Amato. Phil D'Amato also has Easter in the race, which is, of course, the French horse, the French bred in that race. And he also has Biletnikoff in the race. So D'Amato's got 3 aces in this race. Biletnikoff also an Irish bred horse there. And, of course, DeJour, Bob Baffert brings back DeJour, who's been very good on the turf. And Tim Yakteen's Johannes that has run big on the turf as well. So this is going to be a salty. It's going to be a good race, the Eddie Reed.
Yeah, and like you said, Phil D'Amato, I keep telling everybody he's the West Coast version of Chad Brown. All these turf stake races, he's got multiple entries because he's got a barn full of good horses.
You know, what does it tell you about Dick Dutrow sending out a horse and bringing along Dylan Davis for the ride in this race? Now, I know the Eddie Reed is a grade two, and it is always produces a solid field, and it does on Sunday, that's for sure. But what do you take away from that move?
Well, the fact that Dylan Davis is willing to give up a day of business at Saratoga, obviously they must think the horse is live. East Coast shippers going to the West Coast for turf races have had a lot of success over the years. And, you know, conversely, dirt horses that ship from west to east have always had success. But for some reason, the grass horses always seem to move up. So let's see what happens. I personally didn't handicap the race yet, but I will get to it sometime tonight.
Yes, I know that for a fact. I just wanted to go over the race there. We'll get your thoughts, selection thoughts on these big races come Saturday for sure. All righty. Well, let's get started with trying to turn this thing around, Mr. Hardoon, and I'm being nice to you. I want to be nice to you today.
All right, Ralph, you're always nice, by the way. Second race today at Saratoga, speaking of Richard Dutrow, I love the number one horse in here, Generous Lover. This is a three-year-old filly from the Richard Dutrow barn. This horse has two races, and she's actually run well in both of them. She gets the addition of Lasix today for the first time. She has the advantage of breaking from the hedge. Irod Ortiz aboard to ride. Full field of 10. You could scratch all the also eligibles, the 11 on down. Number one, Generous Lover, 7-2 on the morning line, is a pick five single. Today's second race out at Saratoga.
All right, second race at Saratoga today on the Mellon Turf Course at 5.5 furlongs. The one, Generous Lover, the one in the second race at Saratoga, Jonathan Hardoon's pick. And now we'll get to Del Mar.
Let's look at the seventh race today. This is the Fleet Treat Stakes, and I really like the number six horse in here, Roberta's Love. This is a three-year-old filly from the Hector Palma barn. Juan Hernandez aboard to ride. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. You could draw a line through her last race. She had trouble at the start. She was asked to go two turns. She cuts back today to 7 furlongs. She's going to be forwardly placed. The price is right. 8-1 on the morning line. Number six, Roberta's Love. Upsets and wins today's seventh race out at Del Mar. So I like Generous Lover, and I like Roberta's Love.
See,
we're in a loving mood today, Ralph.
Well, that's why the chat told me to be kind to you. So we have a lot of love for you today, Jonathan, that's for sure. And we love your picks as well. So in the seventh race, and number six, Roberta's Love. Okay. I want to remind everybody that your selections are available at your website for both Saratoga and Del Mar Complete, right?
Yes, sir. JONHARDOON.com.
All right, Jonathan, we're kind to you, and we hope that you'll be with us tomorrow with a couple of Lover winners.
Yeah, tomorrow, Bing Crosby's best race of the weekend, I think, out at Del Mar tomorrow from all the stake races. You know, a lot of short fields on the East Coast. The Jim Dandy is a six-horse field, probably be down to five. Supposedly, there's going to be a late scratch in there. So, but the Bing Crosby full field and the Chosen Vron, I think, is vulnerable tomorrow to show up.
All right, you think he's vulnerable there, and I think the Jim Dandy is a dandy of a race, and I got a horse that I like in that race as well. So we'll share those thoughts tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. When we come back, we'll get you Rich Ang's selections and then on to John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted Best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. I want to remind you that Ritjang is not with us this weekend. He's at a family function. However, his selections for Del Mar go uninterrupted, and he has selections today for Del Mar at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. We're going to go to Richie's pick right now. Richie, in the second race today at Del Mar, Del Mar's second race, he likes Ankara. Number one, Ankara. The one horse at 12-1 on the morning line with Hector Barrios aboard. This is very unusual for Richie to pick a 12-1 shot. So what he's saying is in the second race at a mile on the turf, he likes number one, Ankara, with Hector Barrios aboard. He noted that Barrios has won on this horse before and is back aboard today. 12-1, the one in the second race. Get the rest of Richie's selections at Del Mar right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. We'll take our final break. When we come back, we'll have John and Jerry. Don't go away.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups, or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside. Or maybe you're in the mood for seafood. Big Sur Oyster Bar has fresh seafood prepared right before your eyes. Savor freshly shucked oysters, crab legs jambalaya, shrimp and lobster. Beers on tap and a selection of fine wines are perfect to pair with your seafood favorite. Whether lunch or dinner, you'll love this fun atmosphere located just off the casino floor. Ready to shake things up? Step back in time and treat yourself to one of the oldest restaurant chains in the country. Steak and Shake, famous for original mouth-watering steak burgers and hand-dipped milkshakes in a variety of flavors. For some old-fashioned fun, try Steak and Shake.
The best of Quarter Horse Racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of Quarter Horse Racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas, wrapping up this Friday show with John Lindo, Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Now, you know, we're at Del Mar. We got that track bias that seems to be raised where speed is golden right now. And now we got the people coming back in with the tide thing with close to the beach, the high tide, low tide. So one of our chatters, James, mentioned that when it's a high tide, there's speed. When it's a low tide, there's closer. So take that for whatever you want.
You know what? I'll just play the course as it comes up, Ralph. I don't follow the tide charts a whole lot. You know, we get a little overcast sometimes. The track will be a little bit tighter because of the moisture. When it's real sunny and warm, It dries out. It's just a matter of how much moisture they keep on the track. But right now, speed is good. And, you know, the two turf sprints yesterday, both horses got to the front, and that was it. And that was where the rails moving out to 24 feet. So that's just something to watch as we go through this meet. When those rails out, it's a little tougher to catch those horses, especially in those turf sprints.
Yeah, no kidding. And we just don't know when they're going to try to adjust the track, if they are. And so you and your folks down there at Del Mar, who take a look at what's going on in the early morning hours, especially with the track, you know, superintendents and what they do to the track, is important, I think, for the day's races.
Well, yeah, they do the maintenance every Tuesday, and usually after training, they'll dig up the track a little bit and, you know, just kind of refresh it and get it ready. And it does change a little bit because now that the horses are all down here, you've got 2,000 horses over that track every day in training. So, it takes a little bit of abuse, and you've got to keep it in good shape. And because of that, they have to kind of keep it stocked. You don't want to get it all, you know, padded down. And it's not an easy thing. But the good part is here for the most part, the weather's consistent. You don't have to deal with that.
You know, John, I could tell you that the three stakes races over this weekend, the Bing Crosby, the San Diego, and the Eddie Reed, really came up good handicappable races. I mean, they really came up tough.
They're terrific. The Bing Crosby is a really good rendition. I think there's 9 horses in there. You have the defending champ, the Chosen Vron in. Anarchus, who was beaten ahead in the race, is down on the rail. You know, you've got the horse from, I don't have the sheet in front of me, but the horse from Churchill Downs coming off of 2 wins. And, you know, Bob Baffert has a horse on the outside coming off a big win off a long layoff. So it's a good group of horses. It really is a grade one race, and it's a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup sprint. And that's why the horse from Churchill's here. So already we're seeing a little bit of, you know, get a race over this track and let's see how you handle it for November.
Yeah, no question about that. We're starting a new feature on the Race Day Show with the people who are watching on YouTube, and they have to subscribe, but the subscribers are now, they have a chat room that they chat while we're on the air, good, bad, or indifferent about us, etc. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to incorporate that chat for any of the listeners out there. Like I said, James was the one who gave us the Tide Report, so to speak. We'll be going answering some questions of the listeners out there on the chat. We're going to start that experiment we did a little bit today, but we're going to start it on Wednesday. So we want to make sure everybody subscribes on the YouTube feed there at the South Point Studios. What about today? Late start, buddy.
Yeah, the 4 o'clock start. We'll see if that changes anything a little bit. 4 o'clock start, 8 races today. And, again, the field sizes are good throughout the day. The feature, the Fleet Treat Stakes, Grand Slam Smile is going to be a favorite in there. I heard John Hardoon likes Roberta's Love, and she'll appreciate getting back to the spread. These are cowbreds. A good field of 10. There was one overnight scratch. Sham Rockin' was the horse that came out. So that late pick 4 sequence is tough. It'll be fun.
Aha! But I have the hunch bet of the day in that race. As you know, the Olympics starts today. It is in Paris. And so number two, Prancing Through Paris, is the hunch bet of the day in that Fleet Treat Stakes today.
I didn't put two and two together. I'm glad you mentioned that.
There you go, my man. All right. Now let's, and by the way, you were the most successful handicapper on the show yesterday. Your pick was scratched. So
nobody moves. Nobody gets hurt.
That's right. A pick, my man.
Let's go to race number two today. I'm going to go up against Richie, and he's right. The second race looks like it's made for an upset. And I like number four, In Your Face, for trainer Peter, and dropping in for a claiming tag. And this is a horse that likes Del Mar, has a good stocking style. There's some speed in here that could back up, but I think he works out a trip, or she works out a trip, stocking the pace from the inside. 10 to 1 in the morning line, a very fair price. Number four, In Your Face, race number two, Del Mar.
All right, second race at Del Mar. You like the four, In Your Face, at 10 to 1. I'm telling you, you and Richie came up with a juicy Sirocco play for me. If you guys sit, we're going to make some money seriously here in the second race. He's got the one at 12 to 1. You got the four at 10 to 1. And that is the Sirocco Exacta play box, the Sirocco play, 1-4-4-1 today in the second race. I hope that's from your picks to the gambling gods' ears. All right, thanks a lot, my man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph, good luck today.
All right, don't forget Lindo Report, available right now here at the South Point free of charge in the South Point Racebook, free of charge, only here at the South Point, the only place you can get it in Las Vegas. Gary Jackowitz, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
And my man, how are you doing today?
What could be bad? It's Friday, sun's shining,
yeah.
Horses are running, I'm in pretty good shape.
No leaks in the house, we're all okay then, right, huh?
All the leaks have been fixed, thank goodness.
Yes. I could tell you, your pick at Saratoga yesterday, I don't know what that jock was thinking, but it was a sacrificial lamb. They went out on a suicide mission with the favorite, and they both paid the price at the top of the stretch.
Yeah, sometimes that happens in horse racing. The horse, I usually blame the horse. I usually think the horse has just grabbed the bit and has run off with him. And the jockeys are always trying to slow horses down, not speed them up. So.
All right, so we'll just blame the hossie today. All right, what are we doing today?
Yeah. We blame them. We love them. It's, you know, it's part of the game. Let's go to race number seven for our play today at Saratoga.
Yeah.
Let me click over here. Be Like Clint. Yeah, we all want to be a little bit like Clint, right? The sixth horse in race number seven. Mm-hmm. We're going a mile and 3/8 here, and this horse just loves this kind of a distance, and I'm kind of thinking that he's ready right now. He's ready today to boss these a little bit, and we'll see, but at 3 to 1, I think is a good value play. So I'm going to take the 6 over the 2, 3, 5, and 7, do some reverses. But I'm all about the 6 in race number 7 today.
Okay, so we have the 6, Be Like Clint, the 6 horse. And the link-ups include numbers 2, 3, 5, and 7, correct?
Correct.
And don't forget to reverse on those link-ups, because sometimes you can be a little wrong and still make some really good money. 7th race, the 6 is the key. 2, 3, 5, 7 are the link-ups. That's at Saratoga today. At Del Mar, Jerry, are you in agreement with most people watching the races at Del Mar right now? It looks just to be like a speed-favoring racetrack and somewhat the turf course, too.
I'm having trouble hearing you, but it sounded to me like you asked me, is Del Mar speed-favoring and on the inside?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Well, if that's the point, I have to agree.
Yeah,
we're all in the same boat, and what will happen is the boat will tip over at some point.
Yeah, right. Either the track maintenance people will try to make it more fair, or the jockeys will adjust and start going out on speed duels.
Right.
We'll wait and see about that. That's for sure. All right, a good card today at Del Mar. 8 races, a late post time at 4 p.m. Pacific. What are we doing, buddy?
Let's go to the 6th race again. We're out at a mile and 3/8 here. I like Midnight Joestar a lot. Now, a lot of what I like about him is the one little edge that I like here is he's getting the rail. And, you know, he's a little bit of a lazy horse. So Diego Herrera is going to have to get him running. But at 6 to 1, I think he's really worth it, particularly with the rail might be his might help him. So I'll take the one over the 2, 3, 5, and 6. Do reverses, 2, 3, 5, and 6 back over the one. Maybe I'll press up 3, 1, 1, 3 a little bit. But I'm all about the one today at 6-1, Midnight Joe Star in the sixth.
All right, number one in the sixth race. Link-ups are 2, 3, 5, and 6. 2, 3, 5, 6 are the link-ups. The one is the key, and, of course, reverse in the sixth race today at Del Mar. I want to remind everybody out there that Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Del Mar and all of Saratoga are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And we want to remind everybody out there again that we're going to try to incorporate a lot of back and forth with our listeners out there on the chat side, the chat portion of the YouTube South Point Studios feed. So if you go to YouTube and South Point Studios feed and watch and listen to us, you must subscribe to chat. And when you subscribe, and the subscription is free, subscribing is free. And then as we go through the shows, we'll try to catch a chat or two, and if you have any of our handicappers ask a question about something happening today, we'll try to incorporate that as well, and we'll get into that more, I think, on our Wednesday show when we have a little bit more time. But we have run out of time now, so before we end, we want to remind you we'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. In the meantime, Jerry's got one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.